Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the 5 Minute Major podcast from the great city of St. Louis. This is episode 8. We're coming to you midweek, baby. We got plenty to talk about today. The first week of the NHL schedule has officially started. So many games are being played currently right now as we're recording, so hopefully we can give you live updates. But we wanted to talk about some stuff that was going around the league. Plenty of signings happening for goalies, especially maybe a couple injuries here and there and stuff like that. And then we have a couple theories that we'd like to throw out for you. But I want to give you a little update on Josh and I's record from the last episode. We're currently both standing at 4-1. Toronto had 48 shots and couldn't score a fucking goal against Montreal, so that's our loss.
Cursed.
That's our loss for the day. There's 3 more games going on tonight, so if they end before we end this, we'll let you know.
It's not looking good, folks, either. No, we got some other predictions that I am very concerned about.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's kind of all over the place right now. And we also wanted to update you on the Blues game from Tuesday, or whenever
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. Yesterday.
God, 3:30. Yeah, we are struggling tonight, folks, okay? It's great.
Stick with us, folks. You know that our opinions are valued, okay? We matter to you, please. Okay, give me a little bit of a quick rundown on the hot topics, Josh, and then I'll take over.
Quick fire and some hot topics. Jordan Eberle announced as captain moments, it seems like, before the Blues-Seattle Kraken game. Great signing. Macklin Celebrini looks like he is back to practicing, could potentially be ready for the home opener, which is tomorrow, against your St. Louis Blues. All right, Boone Jenner, hate to see this, injured in practice and looking like he's going to be out long term. Joseph Woll, our hometown boy, sounded really dumb in an interview. I don't know what was going on. Good Lord. And then had a lower body injury with some tightness, so he was scratched, and Stolarz got the start in the net for the Leafs. Clearly didn't do anything for him. Logan Brown, another St. Louis boy, released from his player PTO tryout with Tampa, and then was then signed to their AHL team, the Syracuse Crunch. Tyler Tucker has cleared waivers and was sent down to the Thunderbirds. Tyler Johnson, still available on contract after a PTO in Boston. And then Jakub Vrána secured a 1-year $775,000 deal in DC. Good for him. Yeah. Sad to see he got a contract and Sammy Blais is still a free agent, but tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
One has a little bit more goal scoring ability.
Yeah, well, Sammy Blais, one time he thought he was a 20 goal scorer. It's fine.
That's when he was playing with some of the best, like, forwards in the league, you know? Uh-huh. All right, I'll take over. A few more. Hoglander in Vancouver. They signed him to a 3-year deal at $3 million average. Great signing for them, low-key. Yeah. Great player. Yamamoto, we'd mentioned him for Utah. He had a great PTO. They signed him to a 1-year deal. It's a 2-way contract. I don't know if he played in their inaugural game, which they won and destroyed the Blackhawks. We love to see it, Blues fans. Yeah. Max Pacioretty, of course, you all probably know by now. He signed a 1-year deal. It's got these crazy signing bonuses. If he plays 10 games, he gets an extra $315,000. And then if he plays 35 games, he gets another $315,000. It's super weird, kind of a vet type of contract. Vancouver, Demko already announced injured, man. This kid, I feel so bad for him. Such a great goalie. So he's out for 3 to 4 weeks. So they went and picked out this Patera kid that was picked up by Boston and then immediately dropped after they signed Swayman. So he's got
their safety net for Swayman.
It was their safety net, so they're like, we can kick you to the curb now. We got our guy, which they should have had earlier. But yeah, Patera's over there in Vancouver, backing off Arthur's Shelaws for now. This one was interesting to me. Pierre Engvall was placed on waivers by the New York Islanders.
Crazy.
He had just signed a massive, like, 7-year deal. It's like $3 million a year, but
he pissed off Lou Lamoriello. He had to have pissed off Lou Lamoriello. Like,
Lou did something, or that he pissed off Lou somehow, and Lou's way too old school. I think he might be, he needs the ghost suit. But he could be a good pickup, you know, good third, fourth line goal scorer. James Reimer. This was another one that I think, like, I don't even know why he went on waivers. I thought he should have stayed. But the Anaheim Ducks picked him up because another goalie got hurt, and that's John Gibson. And so Reimer's probably going to be their starter, which is pretty cool for him. He's been in the league forever, dude.
Yeah.
Joey DeCour just signed a ticket. 5 years, $5 million average in Seattle.
Well deserved.
Love to see it. Love to see a great story for him. Linus Ullmark signs a 4-year, $8.25 million average extension with Ottawa before playing a single game for him. Matches the same amount of money as the Swayman contract, which is fucking hilarious. And then this one just kind of was weird timing and mind-boggling. Igor Shesterkin rejected an 8-year, $11 million average extension with the Rangers, like, before the season started. It was such bad timing. I didn't understand it at all. What do you think? What do you think about this?
You know, it's one of those things where I don't know how much money he wants. But putting my tinfoil hat on here, and the rumors of the world and conspiracy theories of hockey. Saw a video talking about Toronto, who needs a goalie, gives up Marner, and maybe clears out another contract, and you can get Shesterkin and lock him up for whatever dollar amount he wants, because the money that you would have spent on Marner can all be thrown at Shesterkin. And you have solved your goalie issue. You have solved it long term. And that fixes a lot of issues in Toronto. And I think that makes them a powerful contender, in my opinion, because they have the firepower of an Edmonton team, but a better goalie than Edmonton.
Yeah.
So I think that could be a hell of a deal. I don't know how to give credit to the video I watched. It was really, I saw it out there and I was like, that's a great idea. So
yeah,
that's food for one thought, of those folks.
Yeah, that's one of those hockey fan ideas that every hockey fan's like, fucking do it.
yeah
because everyone's like, Marner's done, like, he hates it in Toronto, and then Igor says, I don't want 11, I want more, and Toronto's probably chomping at the bit at that theory. I love it. I think they would probably make the Stanley Cup if they got Igor.
Oh yeah.
He would solve so many. He would just solve any sort of defense lapse, you know.
Yeah.
And he'll have a lot of scoring in front of him. But that's, I love the theory. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do quick, way too early predictions for specifically the Jack Adams Award, the Coach of the Year Award, and then the Vezina Trophy, the Best Goalie in the League Award. I didn't even really think about it. I know we put it in here to talk about. I'm just kind of going to go off the dome. What do you think about Coach of the Year?
Sheldon Keefe. That is my choice. I think looking at a lot of these coaches and kind of thinking, I mean, I think out of the teams, Sheldon Keefe is walking into the best scenario. I think it's going to be a great bounce back. I think he's going to get New Jersey to a deep playoff run. I'm locking in Sheldon Keefe. I don't think Utah's coach is going to have it in the bank enough. The only way, Berube may, because the hockey gods love Toronto if they can advance. But lock in Sheldon Keefe in. Who are you picking?
I'm agreeing with you. The first episode we talked about Stanley Cup predictions, I picked the Devils to make it. It would be absurd of me not to say Sheldon Keefe at this point. And also, he's a great coach. Like. Yeah. You saw it in the Amazon documentary, and we mentioned this last episode, is that he was trying to drive his players to play a certain way, and it almost seems like they wouldn't listen type of deal. I think New Jersey's completely different. Like, they still have a lot of skilled players, but I think the feeling of being in New Jersey so more lax, that he's just going to have way more freedom as a coach. And
I think he has more receptive young players in New Jersey. Yeah. Like,
agreed.
They're superstar talent, but more down to earth kind of players, in my opinion.
I agree. Toronto's just is a different world, man. Mm-hmm. So, I agree. I think Keith is going to do it for sure. And New Jersey's for sure going to be good. Great pick.
All right. Next one. Way too early prediction here. Vezina winner. Mikey, who are you going with? There's a lot of great options, I think, out there for this.
I know. And right now, I think the number one pick is Shesterkin, which makes sense, okay. I guess. But I don't want to pick him. I think I want to go off the grid and be a little biased and say that Jordan Binnington's going to win his first Vezina trophy.
Oh, man. Okay.
I am only saying it because he literally steals every game for us. Yeah. You know, last year his stats could have been double better if he would have had a team that was competent for more than half the year. Mm-hmm. And I think with the way Doug has laid out the plan, Binnington just needs to do what he does, and he has steady defensemen in front of him now. Don't be surprised if he's at least in the talks. I think at least top three, but I'm just going to pick him to win because why not?
I think he's in the top three for talks. I think I'm picking Ottinger.
I like that pick a lot.
I love Ottinger, and like I really think Dallas is going to be a hell of a team this year. I think Jake is probably my favorite goalie in the NHL after my hometown Blues. Like, I think between Swayman and Ottinger, I love those two guys, but Ottinger's just a fucking workhorse and stud with a hell of a team, and I think that is what's going to benefit him. He's going to have great numbers, and he has one hell of a team playing in front of him. So give me Jake Ottinger for that Vezina winner.
Yeah, this one's kind of up in the air just in general, because I do think there's so many great goalies. Like, And not one, in my opinion, is really standing out like Vasilevsky used to.
Yeah.
Like, they're all kind of bunched right now, but we'll see who separates themselves.
Yeah.
You know, Saros is another one that's going to be sleeper good pick because his defense is so good in front of him.
He's got a good team in front of him.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. I like the Ottinger pick a lot. I just wanted to throw Binnington's name out there because it's not on our list.
Yeah.
And because he's going to play fucking really good this year.
And he deserves to have a shot at it. And I think a lot of people are predicting him to have be the potential starter for the Team Canada and the world, the four teams. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a fun year and a lot of opportunity and a lot of chances for a lot of goalies to get good shots at this.
100% true. Okay. Speaking of the Blues, we want to break down the first game. It was a roller coaster of emotion. The first period, I thought we were going to lose 17-0.
Yeah.
We looked horrendous in our own zone. We were one and done in the O zone. Binnington was swimming and making all the saves he could. And then Nathan Walker happened. They scored their third goal, which was way offside and was immediately going to get called back. But during between the refs going to go look at the goal, Nathan Walker started mucking it up. Like, he got into Vince Dunn's face and he just started shit. And I was like, okay, we got a little spark. Like, we're not sitting and not doing anything. At least our fourth line is getting dirty. And then it was like, holy shit, Jordan Kyrou breakaway goal. Holy shit, Broberg ripped one home. What? And then it was like, we're up 3-2, Kyrou, another fucking nasty goal. And then our defense locked in. It was definitely, like I said, a roller coaster. Jordan Kyrou, buddy, he was the star of the show, 100%.
And we needed that. Like, he needed to come out of the gate. That has been the biggest argument. He's a slow starter. I think he made everyone shut up after that game. Mm-hmm. Like, now, if he can do it longevity, that'll be the best part of it. But right now, like, all of us in the beginning, everyone, you were sitting there, I was sitting there, you're like, we suck again. We're going to suck again. Fuck. But they turned it right around. And like, this is gritty Blues hockey. And they have an identity. They're a lot faster. They're substantially better defensively. But we can't come out of the gate flat. That's still our biggest issue.
Yeah.
But we had a lot more positives than negatives in this game.
So agreed.
I'm excited for Broberg. And like you had talked and you kind of put a comparison out there. Broberg's sneaky, similar to Bomeister.
Yeah.
I think we could have a better offensive output than a Bomeister, but they're both just steady Eddie puck moving defensemen. And I love that.
But Broberg loves to get up into the play and just like get active. And I love it.
And that's, we need that. That's what good teams do.
100% so, true.
My biggest thing, and I think we'll see, Booch looks a little shaky at center, and I get that was game one, but I think he will get comfortable. I think he just has to find his footing in that center ice role, but I mean, that line was still lights out, and I mean, also, last year, how many times did we have breakaways that we couldn't put them in the net? And it was nice to capitalize on breakaways. Power play also looked good. So, like, the issues of last year, yes, the game wasn't perfect, but they found a way to win. And you just got to find a way to get some points every night. And we did.
That's the difference, is that we found the way to win. Like, last year, I feel like we would have just fucking keeled over. But they flashed up a stat that we were 29-1-1 going into the third period last year, which is phenomenal. So if we can take a lead into the third, fuck, we have an over 90% chance of winning. And now we're 100% chance of winning the start this year. So that's really fucking awesome. Jordan Binnington, we just mentioned him. Fucking amazing. As always, he made so many great saves, game saving saves, multiple. It's just normal for us to see it at this point. He's the best. He's amazing to watch, truly.
And I think for him, he lives in the shadow in the NHL of kind of just being a dick and an asshole.
Yeah.
And like, I get it. He's feisty. He's fiery. And he was doing a lot of that for the right reasons, because the team needed a spark and no one else was doing it. So he felt the need to. But if he plays a quietly just solid goalie role this year, like you said, has to be in the talks for some awards. So
I agree.
I think this was the first step in the right direction.
Yeah. Let's see. Who else do we have here? Yeah. Falk and Broberg was the best pairing by far. They looked so good together. Love to see that.
Falk's healthy. I think that's the biggest thing. Falk's healthy. Finally.
People didn't realize that last year. And I was one to be like, Falk is awful. Yeah. I was like, he looks so bad. And then I was thinking, oh yeah, he played hurt literally all year. Mm-hmm. Like, he did not sit out. And then it's the same thing with Torrey Krug. He had been playing hurt for years. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm glad Falk's 100%. He's still a fucking stud. Love to see that for sure. Holloway got an assist, huge. So both the Edmonton guys got points.
Offer sheets are paying off.
Offer sheets are paying off, and Texier got an assist. So the three bigger name guys that we got produced, and that's all you can ask for. And we love to see it as Blues fans. Truly, once we took control of the game, it looked like vintage Blues, and it looked like good blue collar Blues hockey. And I was just buzzing. I was buzzing about it. I loved every second of it. Last thing I wanted to mention is that Coach Bannister was active. He was behind the bench, constantly talking to the players. He never doubted them for a second. He was just pushing, and they prevailed. And I loved that out of the coach. He didn't seem like he was ever angry, yelling, you know, maybe a little bit stern, but he wasn't like, you know, fuck you guys type shit.
Very Barry Trotz-esque.
It was great.
Constantly vocal, but never screaming.
It was very professional. It's a good word to say for it. And I'm happy for him to get that win. That was awesome. Great way to start the year. Let's do it again tomorrow in San Jose, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
No, I'm feeling good. I think Mike got to watch a little bit more of that. I was a little tied up at the hospital, so Mike
bringing
a little more coverage on that one. But these next two games, I'm looking forward to it.
Shout out to all the first responders, especially you, brother, and just anybody who serves. Like, this is so off topic, but you mentioned it, and I just felt like I had to say it.
I appreciate
love all of you. Like, you guys are amazing. I get emotional thinking about it, and I hope that we go to the military game and like all that stuff, because that stuff gets me going.
Yeah. And I think for me, shout out to my beautiful girlfriend, Swain, who's active duty Air Force, who's away right now in California. Mm-hmm. Props to her. I really do appreciate her. And I think grateful for people that are willing to do that job. And she's also a beautiful nurse, too. So she works to help people just as much as I do here in St. Louis, but she's doing it on a whole other level. So I know she would appreciate us saying thank you to her. She doesn't like us talking about it much, but I love her to death and I'm really proud of her.
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks, bud. Okay, let's talk more hockey. We have from, let's see, October 10th through October 13th. There's tons of games.
Yeah, kind of games.
We wanted to do a very rapid fire prediction, maybe talk about a couple of them if we think of something. But just my weekend is personally jam-packed with family stuff. I got a wedding and stuff, so I'm not going to be watching or anything. I'm just going to be trying my best to keep up. But this is hopefully every kind of – if we do consistently do midweek podcasts, this is kind of what this second episode is going to be like. It's going to be really
rundown.
Just boom, 30-minute, 45-minute rundown of the rest of the week. And then, of course, if – on Sunday, we'll record for the next week. So, okay.
Before we run it, update here. Second intermission and second period. The rivalry game that we have going between the Golden Knights and Avalanche. Vegas is up 5-3 in the second intermission. So, crazy games. The other thing that we had talked about, Mike and I both picked Edmonton to be winning this game. Edmonton is getting their asses handed to them. 5-0 right now. So that is the in-the-moment breakdown before we go into our next run here. So, yikes.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Come on, Colorado. I cannot lose in our first one this week.
Come on. I can't believe I'm rooting for Vegas. Fuck Vegas, honestly. Let's go Colorado. I don't even want to root for Colorado. Yeah,
it's bad either way.
that game sucks.
Okay. All right. Rapid fire.
First game on our list is... huge rivalry. Canadians at Boston. Who you got?
Bruins. Picking Bruins.
I've got Boston, too. Yeah. The Habs can't handle Boston after getting routed by the Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Game number two. Kings at Sabres.
Kings.
Yeah. I have the LA Kings, too.
Buffalo
even without
sucks,
Drew Doughty. Buffalo
just sucks.
Lindy Ruff is hilarious, and I love him, but they might go 0-82 this year.
Oh, God. So bad. Lindy will quit.
I feel bad for Tage Thompson. I really do.
I feel bad for Lindy Ruff, man.
Yeah. He got thrown into it again, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Those owners lied to him again.
Again.
Okay. I feel so bad.
I feel so bad.
Let's go to Panthers at Senators.
It's got to be Panthers. Panthers came out of the gate fucking churning and burning. They're only going to get better.
Bro, their team on paper didn't get better, but honestly, them winning the Stanley Cup is going to make them even better this year. There's no doubt that they're making it far again.
Yeah,
they're so fun to watch.
Offense is dynamite.
Yep. Matthew Tkachuk is one of the best trades Florida had ever put out.
Kachuk's a stud. Verhaeghe's a stud. Reinhardt's a stud. They're built for this.
They just extended Verhaeghe, too, 8 years.
Yeah. That's
absurd.
I pick, I'm picking them to go back. If they can do that all year long, they're going to be back in the Cup Finals.
They probably can, yeah.
All right.
Penguins, Red Wings.
Penguins.
I had the Red Wings. Okay, little difference there. I like it. That game's going to be close.
It's a bounce back game for Pittsburgh after playing a shitty game. Okay. I think this is a Red Wings teams are stud, but I don't like betting against Crosby in situations when the team needs to step up.
Yeah, me neither. I think I had the Penguins at one point, but I switched it either today or yesterday because I don't know. I just feel like Tarasenko is going to do something this game. I have a little Tarasenko inkling.
Yep.
Okay. Remember that one, chat. Leafs at Devils.
I wrote down Leafs, but I don't know why it should be the Devils. Devils are going to win this game hands down.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I have the Devils. We just talked about this before we started recording that the Devils are going to be amazing this year.
Yeah.
Like sneaky. And we just mentioned it too with Sheldon Keefe. So, yeah, I think Jack Hughes is a 100-point player. I think the Devils with Markstrom and Allen is such a great goalie tandem too.
Great tandem.
If they can get a little bit more healthy and get Pesci back out there, they might be fucking serious.
Yeah.
Okay, Utah, they're 1-0. They won their first game. We'd love to see it. Clayton Keller with a nice goal. They're moving on. They're going to the East Coast. Utah at the New York Islanders.
Utah with a second cupcake game in a row. They win this game easy.
I have Utah too. I think they go into Long Island and fucking pounce on them.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think the Islanders are one of the more sporadic teams in the league. That's why they had like 20 fucking overtime losses last year and still made it. But Utah, sneaky.
They're not bad. Young and fast. They're young. They have an ownership that's going to help them. Long term, this is going to be a very good team because if these players pan out, it's going to be scary. It helps when you've sucked for so many years that you finally are seeing all the players you've drafted.
I was talking to Joe about that yesterday. I was like, all of these players are literally their picks over the past whatever many years in Arizona because they've sucked so much.
Prop to Bill Armstrong.
Props. Great drafting. Great development. And they just extended that Gunther kid, who's, by the way, is a stud.
Stud.
They gave him eight years, but it's at a steal. It's only 7 a year until, and he's going to be in his prime.
Yeah.
Like, what a great contract.
Yep.
Ooh. Okay. This is a huge one. This is like Western Conference Final type matchup.
Yep.
Stars at Predators.
Stars. 100%. I'm picking the Stars. Stars are Jake Oettinger, not betting against him.
You're rolling with the Stars, dude.
Oh, and I kind of hate it because they have to be in the Central Division, but I freaking love that team until I'm playing them as the Blues because then I'll hate them. But Jamie Benn, you sat on Petrangelo, and God, now you're just shitting on everyone as you go. You're still a beast. It's going to be a fun game.
It'll honestly be
one of the best games of the week.
Agreed. This might be the best game of the week.
Yeah.
I have the Predators since it's in Nashville. But this is going to be a bloodbath. I think these two teams are going to end up hating each other this year and moving forward, especially with Dallas having so much young talent too. But Nashville's going all in, bro. And that's
it's make or break.
Rocket. Right now. Okay. Blue Jackets at Minnesota Wild.
Minnesota. Blue.
I have the same thing.
It's going to be bad.
The Wild at home against a team that's just not very good.
I'm going to give the Wild probably like 5 goals.
Okay. Who's in the Elvis?
Elvis probably. Still?
And Werenski's on D. You know, they got some players in Columbus. But yeah, I think Minnesota's sneaky good, just like the Blues.
Krill the thrill.
He's going to get paid, too.
He's not going to end up in Minnesota. He's going to leave.
I think Bill Guerin just gives him $11
million. Nope. He walks. He already said he wants to go play with Bedard in Chicago.
If that happens, I'll do some stupid stuff. Okay, here we go. St. Louis in San Jose against Macklin Celebrini.
For the love of God, we have to win this game because I am not doing this. We lose to San Jose again. No, yeah.
Yeah.
For the love of God, win this game.
St. Louis.
I picked you need to do it handedly.
Yeah, this needs to be like a 5-2. Also, 5-1, you know.
Would not be surprised if Cappy does come out of the lineup for this game and Bull Duke gets a shot in this game.
I think it makes the most sense because Hofer will probably play in this game. So
Hofer plays, you play Bull Duke, and Cappy sits because you don't need the defense.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll probably change the lineup a little bit. You know, the Cappy looked all right in the first game. I think Bull Duke will get a little bit more fire in him.
Yep.
He might even score a goal or two. But I like the Blues for sure. Let's go to the East Coast now. The Tampa Bay Lightning at the Carolina Hurricanes.
Canes. Sorry. I love Carolina too. Like Carolina.
I know you do.
It's Carolina all the way.
I picked the Hurricanes too. I think the Lightning are finally on their downhill stretch.
That window's closing.
Even with Guentzel. You just got rid of Steven Stamkos, which I'll still never forgive you for. And I'm not even a Tampa fan. I think it was stupid.
Could have retired as a just Tampa player. But
yeah, now he's over there in Nashville competing for a Stanley Cup.
I just don't like that he's in Nashville, honestly. You guys could screw him over and put him somewhere else, but God.
It's just the best place to be right now, honestly. Yeah. Nashville.
Yep.
Okay. Let's go north now. Chicago in Winnipeg.
Give me the Jets. They're winning this one.
Yeah. I have the Jets too at home. They're fucking dominating the Oilers right now.
Yeah. That's scary. Right. I was questioning it and then I saw that score and good God.
Yeah, we talked a lot of shit on the Jets this year, or the past couple episodes, just predicting on how they're going to be this year. I still don't think they're going to be that great. But, you know, they're still pretty good team, low-key. A lot of people have them getting like 100-something points, and then they have the Blues getting like 83, 84. I'm like,
ooh. The mad disrespect the Blues get every year. Like, you know, it's screw all of you.
Yeah, people had the Wild up by 100, near 100 points. I'm like, we're the same fucking team.
Yeah.
Like, we're literally the same team, just rebranded. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I have the Jets too. The Blackhawks are just not very good. Yep. And Winnipeg is loud. It's a loud arena. We'll see if Bedard can take control of this game. But Hellebuck's not letting. Hellebuck's not letting in more than one.
Oh, yeah. Unless this is game two of the playoffs, you're going to have a shutout goalie until then.
Facts. Is it going to be a wideout?
I don't know. I hope it is. That'd be cool. It's a crazy atmosphere. I want to go to Winnipeg just to see a wideout game.
Yeah.
But, like, it's frigid. All they got up there. Yeah, that's all they got.
Okay, staying out west. Let's do Flyers at Canucks.
Give me Vancouver. Vancouver's a solid team still. I think they're better than the Flyers right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I picked the Flyers. I'm pretty sure Philly went into Vancouver last year and had like a crazy good game. I don't know what it was. I think Torts has a big part of it because he was there.
Yeah.
So he understands. But that's a good battle between Torts and Trotz. Tocket. Sorry.
I love Rick.
So do
I. Rick would have been my choice after Berube. That if he wasn't coaching last year, I wouldn't Rick Tocket as a Blues coach.
That would have been nice. Mm-hmm. A great pickup by them. He totally understands their team now.
Yeah.
I feel like what's his name? Mikheyev in Philly. He's going to have a fucking game in Vancouver. I have a feeling on that. The only thing about the Flyers is their goaltending's weird. And the Canucks is kind of too right now, so you never know.
We'll see.
Okay, back to the Blues. We got back-to-back games away. St. Louis at the Golden Knights. Who you got?
I'm going hometown. Give me the Blues. Give me Benner playing pissed off, and give me someone giving Mark Stone a forearm check to the chin.
I have Vegas.
Yeah.
I think it's so hard to win three in a row on the road, especially with our team that's still kind of questioning things.
Wouldn't mind an overtime loss if we're going to lose overtime. Just get some points out of this
Get a point.
Yeah.
As a Blues fan, you just got to get a point. That's how the Islanders made it last year.
Yeah, get a point. Seriously.
But I just think Vegas at home, probably the hardest place to play.
Yeah, it's a hard place to play in. It's insane. The atmosphere is crazy. It's a party the whole game.
And yeah, it's loud. Fucking cool there. I want to go to a game there really bad. This would be the game to do so.
Yeah.
Low key. Early on in the season where it doesn't matter too much.
Let's get a plane ticket. We'll fly on out, folks.
Yeah, my dad and I, off topic, my dad and I talked about going out to Utah.
Dude.
In January and going to a Blues Utah game, so we might be doing that.
That would be sick.
Yeah, and he's Utah's like, we're not getting those obstructive seats.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, whatever. He's like, they're $100. I'm like, oh, might as well pay more and get better seats.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Concessions are cheap.
That's what I told him.
Yeah.
But it's weird there. But the Mormons are weird there, dude. Like,
can you get alcohol?
Getting drinks there is really weird.
I'll
let you know how
that is. I did a bachelor party in Moab, Utah, and it was a whole thing trying to get some alcohol.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Okay. I have Vegas. You have the Blues. We'll see how that goes. I hope I'm wrong. Hope I'm wrong. Okay, this back again. They're going, LA's going back to Boston.
Back to back.
Kings at Bruins.
I'm picking Bruins. What do you think? Bruins.
Okay, hold on, let me scroll up.
Yeah, I was like, what do we have here?
Oh, it was Kings at Buffalo.
Kings at Buffalo. Okay, it's
okay.
Canadians versus Boston. Idiot. I'm picking the Bruins on both. Bruins have been secured on both my picks of the Bruins.
The Bruins are a Stanley Cup contender.
Yep. Swayman probably starts in this game.
Yes, I hate to say this. They are a Stanley Cup contender. Their defense is fucking huge.
Yeah.
They're big boys. And their smallest guy is McAvoy. He's 6'1", but he's wide as a fucking hippo.
He's
a beast. He's a thick boy. I picked the Kings. I have a soft spot for the Kings, even though I hate them or hated them when we used to play them all the time in the playoffs.
That's who we hated.
No, I don't know who it was. I just think, you know, when a team gets good, you form a hatred for them, right? And that's how we hate the Blackhawks so much, you know? That's how we talked about this. That's why we hated the Red Wings so much growing up, because they always fucked us up. But now I don't really care about the Kings. I love their team. I love Kopi and Byfield and all those guys. I think the Bruins have a weird, tough time with them in Boston, too, if I remember. So that'll be a really good game. We'll see if Swayman steals the show.
Yeah.
Okay, Panthers in Buffalo.
Panthers, easy win.
It's the Panthers. Yeah, I don't even have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Penguins in Toronto.
I'm picking the Leafs.
Okay, I have the Penguins.
Yeah.
This is Sidney's game. This is Crosby's game. He's going back into Toronto. He's gonna tell John Tavares, oh, you're the same age as me? I still play like I'm 22. So I think he gets more than one goal.
Yeah.
And I think the Leafs goalie situation's a bad one. It's not great.
Marner. We'll trade see. Marner off. Get yourself a goalie.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't go after Markstrom. Why didn't Edmonton go after Markstrom? Like, do you go after somebody?
Because they think Skinner is actually a good goalie.
That's like thinking Georgiev's a good goalie, man.
God.
He's not, you know.
You can stop a couple pucks and then you'll just put up six goals. It's fine.
You just can't let them outscore you.
No.
Okay. Little Canadian game here, eh? Ottawa at Montreal.
Give me the Senators.
All right. I have the Canadians. Ooh, at we, home.
We have variety this time around in picking.
Finally.
Yeah.
Why do you think the Sens? What do you think?
Allmark. They have a goalie. Like, you got Shabbat. You got Allmark. And Brady Tkachuk. Just put your team on your back, my guy, and win this game. But honestly, they just didn't have a goalie last year. Give this team playing halfway as good as they did last year, and you're golden.
Yeah. I can't argue that logic. I mean, Montembeau just had a great game against Toronto, though, that he made 48 fucking saves.
He can't do that back-to-back, though.
No, he can't do it more than once.
It was his second career shutout, and he's 28.
Yeah. So, yeah. He's a backup goalie, man.
Yeah.
Montreal's in a rebuild. You know, it is what it is. I just think, besides Vegas, that might be also one of the hardest arenas to play in. It's so loud. It sucks that they're not very good right now. Okay. Great. Kind of a rivalry game here. Predators at Red Wings.
Red Wings.
Same.
That second lines, like we were talking about earlier, like Tarasenko, I think we said JT Compher and Patrick Kane. Oh my God.
That's a sick second line.
Yeah. And then you got DeBrincat on your first with Larkin and Lucas Raymond. Yep. You're
that
good.
Top six dirty. I'm happy for the Red Wings low key. Okay. Hurricanes at Tampa Bay Lightning.
Who do you have?
I have the Lightning.
Ooh. Guess who I have?
I know you had the Hurricanes, man.
Hurricanes!
If you're down there in Florida, be safe, please.
Yeah, please be safe.
Utah at Rangers.
Ah, Rangers.
Yeah, Utah's first loss.
Yeah, Shesterkin. It's one player, Shesterkin.
Yeah. Yeah. And they can score some goals too.
Yeah.
Okay. Devils at Capitals in DC.
The Devils.
Yep, same. Telling you, this team is legit. And the Capitals did get better, though. We'll see how they play, man. They're going to be interesting to see. They might be even better than they were last year, and I don't know how they made the playoffs.
It's true.
Okay, winding it down with the last, 10. We got the Islanders in Dallas against the Stars.
Dallas takes that one easy.
Stars dominate them.
Yeah.
I think they blow them out of the water here. Okay, back up to Minnesota. We got the Kraken against the Wild.
Minnesota wins at home. Kirill the Thrill.
It's hard to bet against Kirill, dude. He kind of just controls games.
Yeah.
I picked Seattle anyway. I don't know. There's sometimes I feel like Minnesota just doesn't have it. And sometimes Kraken do. They're like the same type of team like we are. Just like
it could be a trap game where Seattle wins that one. But I think
Wild are just built better for sure. For sure.
Brock they're going to be sneaky good.
They're going to be sneaky good, man. Yep. Fuck. I hate it. Blue Jackets at Avalanche.
The Avalanche. It's that's not even going to
be a game. Avalanche
are
going to fucking dominate them.
I don't think the Jackets even put up a goal.
Against Georgiev?
Yeah, no.
It's probably going to be a Noonan by then. They're going to figure it out early.
Yeah,
a Noonan is your starter.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I have the Avalanche too. I don't know. Blue Jackets do have some goal scorers. I think they're sneaky, can beat some good teams, but not in Colorado, dude.
Yeah.
All right, Flyers at Flames.
Flyers.
Flyers for sure.
Even though the Flames are having a decent game tonight, but Flyers.
I still think the Flames are frauds, just like the Jets. All right, Blackhawks at Oilers. McDavid versus Bedard.
It should be the Oilers. If it's not, send help, because McDavid, something happened really bad.
Facts.
Because I was sitting here saying McDavid was going to be getting to his 1,000-point game real but that's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? It's going to be interesting to see how they respond to this game against the Jets.
Also, update, just to rub it in, Colorado scored another goal. It is now 5-4.
5-4.
Vegas. So
Vegas is still winning. How much time's left?
We got 12:14 left.
Oh, plenty of time.
The big thing right now is that the Flames are only down by a goal in the third against the Canucks. It's 4-3.
Okay.
The Flames gotta
lock it in, Vancouver. Come on. Yeah. So, come on, dude.
We shall see.
I know. It's scary for us. Our records are gonna be awful this year. Let's see. Anaheim at San Jose, a little rivalry game.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Ducks, I think. I think the Ducks are better than the Sharks. It's kind of a battle of both bad teams.
Yeah. But
the Ducks have a solid offensive group like we were talking about.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
They really do. I'm actually impressed with how they built up their forward core. It's not that bad.
No.
The rest of the team is just kind of that.
They have a lot of big goalie question mark there with Gibson being hurt.
Yeah, Reimer starting is interesting. You got to figure that out if you want to get better.
Yeah.
You just got to get rid of Gibson. Just trade him off. Maybe they go after Igor. You never know. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
And I think Zegras needs to be considered gone, too. I just don't think he's anything more than a second line 40 point, 50 point guy.
He's plateaued more than I think we all thought he would.
He's only a kid, though, so who knows?
Yep.
I have the Sharks, just by the way. Celebrini scores in that game.
All right.
Minnesota in Winnipeg.
Give me the Wild.
Yeah, same. I think you've picked the Wild on every one of their games.
Yeah.
It's not a bad pick.
No, and I kind of hate it because we need them to suck because of that wild card spot, but they're not going to.
It's true. Yeah, we really need them and like the Kraken and
I was like
and
the Jets the Kings have to be the team to suck. Yeah.
The Jets need to really suck.
Yep.
Okay, Kraken in Dallas.
Stars.
Yep.
Easy pick.
No question about it.
Yeah.
I think Dallas might go 82-0. Our big rivalry game here, Flames at Oilers.
Bloodbath, and I'm picking the Oilers.
Same. They're just way better now. Two, 3 years ago when Maddie was up there and like Goudreau
Zach Cassian was playing for Edmonton.
God, those games were just so much more fun.
Yeah.
The rivalries died down now because Calgary's just a shell.
Yeah.
But the Oilers are going to beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
All right, our last one kind of not ending on that big of a high note. It's the Ducks in Vegas.
Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth. I'm picking Vegas.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no, like, if you, when you look at these games as a singular fans, like, you're always going to pick the better team, right?
Yeah.
But hockey's weird. Any team can win on any given night. That's why sometimes you pick the Sharks to win, you know? A lot of these are different. I'm excited to see how our records shape out by the end of this week. I'm really excited to see what other news pops up with money and trades, and you never know. Like, we just hope that the injuries aren't news. We hate reading injury news. That's the one thing.
And I think the other thing, fans, like, in retrospect, it's the early weeks of the season. So, like, good teams may have slip-ups here. So, like, people are still getting their feet under them and their feet wet in these and getting up to that hockey game speed. So, look for a little bumps in the road. Might have some more sloppier games. But once the season gets going full-fledged, it's going to be a fun hockey season, folks.
Yeah. And, like we said, we're going to try and do 2 a week just because of the amount of stuff that happens every week. So, yep.
But all right, guys, We love talking hockey with you guys. We love spending time with you guys. And yet again, we do appreciate all of the love you guys do share with us. And please, please, please send us your questions to our email. And we look forward to covering. I'd rather be watching the Blues right now. This is true. It's our live and die motto around here. But thanks again. I love doing this with Mike. We love being able to talk to you guys. And we really like spreading the word about hockey. So look for our next podcast here soon. And like always, let's go Blues.
Let's go Blues, baby. Have a good night, Joshy. We'll talk to you.
See ya, buddy.